At the UPS Store, we understand the importance of a first impression. That's why we're here to help you put your best foot forward and be unstoppable with our printing services. With high-quality paper stock options, banners, business cards, venues, and more, we make sure your small business stands out and your message reaches the masses. After all, we're the one-stop print-that-pop store. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, prices, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. The UPS Store. Be unstoppable. Come into your local store today and get your print on.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm joined by Claire Jacques-Vasquez, one of the finalists in this year's Telstra National Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander Art Awards, NATIAS, which are Australia's longest-running and most prestigious art awards of their kind, presented on Larrakia Country by the Museum and Art Gallery of the Northern Territory and principal partner Telstra. Claire, first of all, thanks for joining us and welcome to NITV Radio.
Oh, yama yama, thank you so much for having me.
Yama, actually I should have greeted you in Gamilaroi language, yama. So give it a few words, and I like using yama to greet, and so you're of Gamilaroi descent, I believe.
Yes, and I'm joining you today. I'm actually up in Yindiji country, beautiful, incredible tropical North Queensland. I'm actually up in the Cairns Indigenous Art Fair exhibiting opening tomorrow with Umbrella Studio Contemporary Arts. I'm a long way from home at the moment, but I'm absolutely loving Yindiji country. Such a beautiful and special place up here.
Talking about home, your entry in the awards is Take Me Home. Can you tell us about this piece you entered, this art you entered in the awards, and what's the inspiration behind this entry, Take Me Home?
Oh, great question. So my artwork, Take Me Home, it's one of my favourite works I've done to date, and at the core of my artist practice, I love to share and really celebrate memories that I have growing up for half of my childhood on Gomeroi Kamilaroi country with my mum and also my grandmother. Did get a little bit crazy with three strong, resilient women under the one roof. But something that I hold so dear is my grandmother's woven bag she used to take with her absolutely everywhere. And in my artworks, I like to have this reference linking back to my grandmother's bag. So the work Home, there's two layers on that particular artwork. The top layer, it's quite a textural layer, that's reminiscent of the woven techniques used in her bag. And the under layer, it's a landscape of Gomeroi Kamilaroi country. It's such an incredible place. There's so much beauty, so many stories. And I really wanted to capture something that offers a glimpse into my grandmother and the country that flowed through her soul and bags, her soul and veins. And I think her bag, it became a threshold to the beyond. It was really a vessel that it was holding a gateway to the surreal, and it almost became like a portal between two worlds, this little vessel that held the weight of the world, containing a lot of her memories and her maps as well and moments from her childhood.
I saw on your website that you weave through painting. Is this one of those pieces where you weave through painting?
I was very fortunate in high school that I had an incredible high school art teacher, and he really let me play and experiment with a whole bunch of different mediums, particularly in the form of paint. So I was able to actually come up with a whole new way of using paint. I think like in our modern context, when artists paint, we open up a tube of paint, we get that canvas off on an easel, and then within a space of a minute, that paint's already on a canvas. I really like the idea of slowing down the process, getting to know the medium a lot more on a more intimate level. And I've discovered that there's a whole bunch of amazing things that we can do with paint if we slow down and get to know it a little bit better. So a lot of that is captured in my artist practice, what I do now. It is quite time lengthy to do the artworks, but again, I'm really invested in that slow process and working with the mediums at a really gentle pace.
How do you feel your work reflects the themes of strength, culture, and connection to country, which are highlighted in this year's awards?
I really loved this year's theme, and I was really drawn to enter the awards this year. I didn't enter last year. I didn't feel like I was ready to enter, but this year in particular, I think the showcasing of my grandmother and her story, you know, she was just born on country. She thrived on country and she struggled on country. And she was able to raise my mum and my uncle and also me for half of my childhood on country. But that definitely, that gentle, resilient connection to what it's like growing up on our home country, that's definitely something that has meant the world to me. And I think our grandmothers, they are strong women. They, in particular, my grandmother, she fought a battle on a different front. It was a very different time in our shared history back then. And her weapon of choice that she would navigate a really challenging moment in our shared history was with her bag. It was her thing that she held that was hers, that no one could take away from her. And it travelled across so many different environments, from rural to town environments. Over the decades, I think her woven bag, I saw a lot and also celebrated a lot too.
And as one of the 21 emerging artists in the first 5 years of their practice, how has your journey in the art world been so far?
It's been a pretty incredible one. I've gotten to take my mum and family to some amazing places. I've met some incredible elders at different exhibitions and in community. And I think I've been very lucky that I've been able to connect with a whole bunch of amazing colleagues and like-minded peers that are really genuinely supporting my journey. I've got a lot to learn, but I'm really excited for what a lot of artists like myself in the contemporary First Nations art space are doing and forging forward to still capture and share our stories and our history.
Maybe a question that should have been the very first one, but I still have to ask it, though we are almost at the end of the conversation. What does being a finalist in the 2024 Telstra Natia mean to you personally and professionally?
Oh gosh, I'm so incredibly excited to have my work sitting next to some incredible elders and superstar First Nations artists that I've looked up to for quite a few years and I really humbly admire. So to have my work exhibited in the same space, I'm really humbled and I'm really touched by that. I'm really excited to travel up there for the exhibition opening event, and I can just imagine what the energy is going to feel like on Larrakia country to have my feet on the soil. I'm really excited for that. But I guess I think I've been really inspired by the powerful works over the years. And I think the most celebrated thing is it's an opportunity to be part of history. But I think the awards are in their 41st year, and what an incredible legacy and supportive environment. This legacy with this award was started before I was born, and the path was forged with First Nations artists that were struggling and dealing with a lot back then. So to be able to walk in the footprints of what some of our most recognised and celebrated First Nations artists have done, that's a really special moment and something that I'm really proud of.
What impact do you hope your work will have on those who see it at the museum and at Gallery of the Northern Territory exhibition?
I'd like for people to have an emotional response for my particular work. Although my works appear delicate, they evoke a sense of, I don't know, fragility and vulnerability. And when people view my work, it's really funny. This is like a dance that starts to begin. Their hands kind of instinctively rise. They kind of long to touch and connect. However, there's this guidelines for how we interact with art. And I wanted to evoke a sense of vulnerability and struggle against these like natural instincts, and in a way mirror that emotional response, to show what restrictions imposed on my family during their time out on the mission was like. But most of all, I'd like it to encourage other younger Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander artists to capture their moments from their own personal journeys. I think it's now more than ever, it's so unbelievably important that we talk about what's been happening in these last three generations. So I really hope that it provides a space where, you know, younger artists can say, hey, I've had a really great upbringing, or I've got a story that I think the world really needs to hear about, and for them to jump on board and share their stories and their art.
Before I let you go, I'm just opening the mic to you for any other thing you'd like to share with us.
Well, I'm currently in Unity country up in North Queensland. I'm exhibiting with the incredible Umbrella Studio of Contemporary Arts. And in our booth, we have Annie Susan Peters and Annie Gal Marbo. So I'm very touched that I've got these incredible, very well-known, amazing, gentle, nurturing artists alongside me. And I've also got a really exciting commission coming up for James Cook University and exciting group exhibition titled Spotlight with Vivian Anderson Gallery in coming up in August. There are a few other things in the works, and I'm really excited to tell the world all about that when the time's right.
Claire Jacques-Vasquez, congratulations on being nominated as one of the finalists in one of Australia's most prestigious arts awards. And thanks again for joining us on ITV Radio today.
Thank you. It was lovely chatting with you.